that he wants you to give away. So this morning, we have a wonderful opportunity, something a little bit different. We're going to hear the story of three families, how God has changed their lives. So I'd like you to welcome to the stage our guests. Come on up, the Wisson family, the Kong family, and Mike and Jesse, come on up to the stage. Would you welcome them as they come up? We'll have you guys sit together here. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, she says right here, plant it right here. And Belong, there's a microphone right next to you. And then here's one. And I know who to give this to, right? Who should I give this middle one to? Ken? Right there. Then over here, Jesse. There we go. Well, let me just kind of introduce everybody to begin with. We have Belong and his wonderful wife, Samsona Kong. And it's good to have you guys here. And then Lucy and Ken Wisson, it's good to have you here. And then, do you go by Jesse Lynn or just Jesse? Jesse and Mike Quick, it's good to have you guys here as well. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity for us to hear how God works in some people's lives. So we're going to start right here with Mike and Jesse. And I guess the first question is this. How in the world did Jesus find you guys? You have a story. I know you have a story. It's a big story. But can you kind of summarize kind of where God found you or how you found God?
Well, it started when my mom died when I was 8. And I didn't know she had wrote my stepmom a letter. And my mom had always said she wanted to take me to church. She wrote my stepmom a letter asking her to take me to church to show me God and to raise me as I was her child. I didn't find this out till I was like 16. But my mom was a member of Word of Faith International Christian Center, and she was one of their evangelists there. So church was in the home, and not knowing, I was a part of it. I started going to children's church. I was just going to play. It was children's church. But as that started to grow, I started to learn scriptures, and my first scripture I learned was, spread a rod, spoil the child. And I heard that often, not knowing, and she showed it to me in the Bible. She taught it to me, and she started to teach me the Bible. She introduced me to Jesus. And as I got about 12 or 13, I started learning more about him. I started to get excited. I joined a youth choir. I was a junior usher. I played the drums at the church, in children's church. And just by doing the little things I enjoyed, God showed me, hey, this is where you're supposed to be.
That's awesome.
And that's how I came to know Jesus.
Wonderful. And I don't know if Sonia heard that. Played the drums. Did you catch that right there? You're hired. See, God has a work already. That's wonderful. Jesse, how has God changed your family's life?
I got to make this compact.
There's a lot to this. There's a lot of branches on this tree.
A lot. I guess it's more when I recognize God never left. That was always there. Foster care was my upbringing. I was adopted. I was rejected. I was alone. It took a lot. I had 4 children, 2 in an earlier relationship. This is 5. He's not here yet.
Yes, they have one on the way, by the way. Congratulations. I like how he did that. The hand
all
signal, 5.
Of money. I found God in things happening in my life. There was no other explanation of. It's just, I'm here. I learned who God was by learning what God wasn't. My most alone moments, knowing, you know, I come from addiction. Knowing God literally showing me in the bathroom on my children's birthdays and seeing my own reflection where, you know, it was more important get the rest out of that spoon than celebrating with my children. I had to get right to be able to see any joy. I had to know a lot of pain before. I remember being in treatment and being in a recovery house. My husband died. My kids were there in the bed with us. I had lost my brother-in-law 8 months and 1 day before that, so I had to end up transporting my husband's own body from Indiana to Eastern Kentucky, and I got clean, and my house needed to be filled. If there is a God, show me, hold me. I had a very bad dream, and I felt being held, and I was just becoming open-minded, and there was no way and more to that. Like,
yeah,
I found the church. And
wow, and we're going to come back to that in just a little bit. There's so much. It's a beautiful story, too. Amen? I mean, that's incredible. Now, Lucy and Ken, I met you guys a few... Oh, you can hold on to that, Jesse. Yeah, if you hand Ken a microphone, it's just going to go keep going right on down the line. So, Lucy and Ken, share a little bit. I mean, God in your life, it's such a beautiful story. Why don't you share a little bit?
Well, I'm not going to make it real long or anything, but I grew up in a church, you know, knowing religion, but not really knowing Jesus and the relationship. And that's an important thing. Knowing Jesus and talking to him and understanding things. It's not what people say or what you're supposed to do. I went through so much with 5 kids and the divorce and blah, blah. But I finally let it go and just, you know, I let it go. And I said, God, you're going to get me through this. And going through Bible studies and coming here and my kids coming to Wednesday night, that's what all started. Really learning and knowing Jesus. Relationship. And I knew Ken for 15 years and everything was going good, but until I came to church and the kids knowing the Lord and devotions and praying, that was it. One morning I sat in the car ready because Ken proposed to me and I was like, well, how are we going to get married if we're not going to church together, right? So anyway, he got in the car, he drove us to church and that was it. After that service, he's like, Pastor Mitch, I'll see you next week. And we've been coming to church ever since. And we got married, and the kids got baptized, and everything was just like growing.
That all happened on the same day. Yeah. You guys got married, and then we all went to the water at the beach, and you guys got baptized.
And my kids are so, they said they all the times they're going to church, they never really knew as much they known from coming here, just because it's different when you really put God first and you actually pray for things, not to say what people you have to do, you know. It's like you put him first because there's a better, you know.
Yeah. We're going to come back to that. We're going to come back to Ken in just a minute. In just a minute. We're going to come back to you in just a minute. Let's hear, Belong and Samsona, we've gotten to know each other, especially more this year, but over the last few years. Talk to us, share a little bit about kind of how did you come to Jesus? I mean, what does that mean to you guys?
Well, I want to jump back like a generation quickly.
Yes.
The Word of God reached our people through missionaries, and that's why we have such a big heart for missionaries, because the missionaries didn't come for our Hmong people. They came for a different people group. But we heard the word of God, and the Hmong people came to Christ. And then fast forward to 10 years later, Vietnam War happened, and they were put into refugee camps. And then my dad's family were brought here into Michigan through the Lutheran Church. They sponsor my parents' family. And so that is how we came to know Christ, continue to walk in the faith in the Lord. And so from that journey, it's from that experience, we know that there's no turning back. Like, you keep going with the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't turn back.
Wow. That's powerful. What a story. A whole people group that found Christ and then had to be rescued through a tragic war. And then here you guys are and many of your family walking with the Lord. Well, let's come back here just a little bit. Mike and Jesse. It's interesting because when I asked you guys this week, would you come and share your story? And Jesse sent me a book response. And she always, yes. There's never just a yes or a no.
There's a lot to say.
There is a lot to say. Recently, you guys had an incredible time, like Ken and Lucy. Your whole family, walk us through what happened recently.
Well, since we've been together, it's been only God that has kept us there, both coming from addiction, having our struggles, having the past. When I was a child, being molested and dealing with the different situations, my past has been broken and up and down, and so has hers. We're in a household together trying to make everything work, and all we know is that we need God somehow to do this. And a few weeks ago, we saw in the bulletin about being baptized. I got baptized when I was 19, but so much has happened in 20 years. It's like, you may want to try this again. So as a family, we sat down and me and Jessie talked about it. She said she wanted to do it. Our son Zach said he wanted to do it. So I said, why not? I'll do it. Then the youngest one said, I wanted to get baptized too. So as a family, we decided to rededicate our lives to Christ and give our life to Christ.
Wow.
As a family all together. And
that's awesome. Yeah.
The amazing thing that had me almost in tears was the fact that as the kids went up, they all said my last name. And to me, that said a lot for someone who felt you're not worth nothing. You're not doing this. Look at your past. Look at this. But to have that impact to where they did that totally on their own.
Yeah.
Was nothing but God saying, hey, guess what? Something is going right.
Something's going. You know, and that story, now we get to come back to Ken, because your story 2 years before this is repeated here. Ken, kind of the same thing. Just share a little bit about, so you showed up at church and things began changing.
I showed up at church.
Well, we're sorry that happened. He says that with such joy.
No, I know. Growing up, I really didn't take time for church. You know, it was 7 days a week, and I never took a day out for church. And growing up, and then when I met Lucy 10, 15 years ago, she had two beautiful sons and three beautiful daughters. And I don't know what to say.
It's
tough.
I never thought I'd ever meet anybody, you know, who would love my kids, would have my children, and never even said that. But my parents, like, you know what? You're married once. You're not gonna get divorced. No matter how bad it is, you're gonna stay with this guy. You have five kids together. But I knew that was wrong. I didn't want to keep going through that. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna do it anyway. And with God's help, you know. But I met Ken, and he just, the kids call him Dad. They took his last name in kindergarten, and when they grew into the stage, he said the last name was Wisson. Right from the beginning, he was always there for me, and it's just, we're a family, and this has really changed my life, our life.
You are,
you know?
A family, yeah.
And I just couldn't be any, you know, happier.
Ken, you went from not going to church, working 7 days a week. Hold that up close there. It'll keep from feeding back. Don't be afraid of the mic. It is your friend.
Thank you.
We're in church, that place that you came to.
Yeah.
Why did you get baptized?
Because I wanted to give my life to Jesus, and I can't change the past by... You know, not that I thought I'd let him down, but I was selfish. It was about me, and it's opened my mind and it's opened my heart and it's taken a load off my back, and I just enjoy this whole family, all my brothers and sisters here, and all the, I know we as a church we've gone through quite a bit. In moving locations and everything, and the time that I put in helping, I really enjoyed that, and you know I enjoy helping other people, and
you always do that.
Well, we enjoy you. What an incredible story! Isn't that amazing?
Kinda,
you did well. Yeah. He's going to say, "I'm never going to get back on stage again," but you did quite well.
Yeah.
Long and Sam, what? What an incredible story you guys have to just what God has done going back a generation, and now fast forward a generation, and now for the two of you, your lives, I love your hearts because you guys do things on purpose. Could you share some of the things where God, how is God active in your life on a regular basis?
All right. Short answer there. I guess to kind of piggyback off of the message of today and from what my wife said, I mean, what we found is I think the gospel kind of boils down to two kind of points for us. Jesus talks about love God and just love people. And I think that's important as we see how the world's going. I think so much time in our lives, when we first got married, and a lot of folks, we spend so much time working for ourselves. We go to work for ourselves. We build families for ourselves. We buy things for ourselves. And what we came to realize is that none of that goes with you anywhere. And any storm, hurricane, earthquake can take all that away. And what are you left with but people? So about 5 years ago, my wife and I decided we're not going to invest in stuff, into things anymore. We're just going to invest in people and love others. So we quit our 9-to-5 day jobs in Minnesota, and we moved here to Michigan to start a restaurant, which we're Hmong people who serve Chinese food. It's weird, but it works. people ask us all the time, why do you sell Chinese food? And the simple answer is because people pay me to cook them Chinese food, so it works out well. But long story short, we're terrible business owners, to tell you the truth. We really shouldn't be in business for ourselves because, honestly, half the time, if any of you of our customers, I apologize kind of to you, because they learn, we treat them, we taught them real early that half the time, we're closed a lot more than we're open. Half the time, our customers, half our phone calls are you guys open today? And we're like, if we answer, yeah, but half the time, no. That means sometimes we're here. Sometimes we're around the world. We found when God blesses with our business that it's more than just working for ourselves. Being self-employed gives us certain opportunities, but also gives us certain requirements of faith because when normal folks, 9-to-5ers, take vacation, most of y'all get paid. When we leave, we lock the doors, turn off the lights, and we just pray. That the bills get paid. So when it comes to faith, when we talk to that video, we talk about is it worth the investment? Is all the money lost from business worth it? Yeah, because that gives us opportunities. So when we go and help folks locally, internationally, across the world, they ask us all the time, like, you own a business? We're like, yeah. They're like, so who's running it? We're like, no one. And they're like, but then how are you guys getting paid? We're like, we're not. And that gives us an opportunity to share that investing in them is worth it to us. Whatever sacrifice we may lose materially, it's so much more worth to impact people's lives, much more than our business. We'll survive. If God blesses us with the business, we'll run the business.
That's
and
right.
If he takes it away, well, then he takes it away and we go do something else. But more importantly, those interactions with people, that's so much more valuable to us than any paycheck, any car, house, whatever it is. People are what matters in the end. And that's what we spend our life doing, just investing in folks locally, domestically, internationally, wherever God calls us to say, hey, can you help these people? If that means we lock the door and some people have to go somewhere else to eat sweet and sour chicken, there's a lot of chicken in town. So
that's wonderful. Well, this morning, I think it's great for the church to hear from the church. Your stories are beautiful. I think doing vacations or life with a purpose, I think finding that, hey, we can do something different in our lives. I've lived for myself. Now I'm going to live for others. I love the idea that no matter what our past was, it doesn't have to define our future, that God has a plan. And hearing your stories this morning in just these few brief moments have just been incredible. And I know there's people out there that are saying amen from different ones of you because somebody's identified with at least one of you this morning. Somebody said, you know, that's inspiring. And there's one word that if you haven't heard it this morning, there's one word that's threaded through all of this fabric, and that's the word trust in God. We talk about it as Christians, But until you've gone through addiction, until you've gone through divorce and you have 5 mouths to feed as a single mom and you're looking for some help, until you said, we're on the Nicaraguan mission field and our business is closed, but we just know God's going to provide. There's a word here called trust. You've been through a lot in your lives. We've all been through a lot in our lives. It's so easy to say, trust in the Lord. It's another thing to trust in the Lord. James, and I'll close with this and we'll pray. But I think it's a beautiful thing to say. James, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote in my favorite book of the Bible, he said, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face these trials of many kinds. Because the testing of your faith is producing perfection. Perseverance must finish its work. It's got to finish so that you might be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And if any of you lacks wisdom, God, why is this going on? He says, you can ask of God, and God will give generously to everyone without even finding fault in you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, tossed and blown by every wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from God. He's a double-minded man and unstable in all of his ways. And I think the important thing about trust is this. Let's not be double-minded. If God's called you to it, he's going to take you through it. Isn't that true? Would you give them a hand? We're going to pray for these families. Don't go anywhere yet. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. We'll let you guys go. We won't keep you up here any longer. I think, Sonia, we have a song. Do we have that? There's a song about trusting God that is just one of my things in hearing this story. And I'm going to ask Sonia to come up, and we're just going to close. Would you stand with us?